Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
To a Thursday edition of Wookie Conversation. I love that song. That is from Blind Divine's Desire to Destroy album, Time is on Your Side. Really good album. In case anyone's new or never heard, they had like a dollar and you could buy it, songs to use, and that came up, and that was the first one, and I loved it, so I use it. Wow, the NBA chief, you know, they want to put Black Lives Matter everywhere. Adam Silver hopes for mutual respect between America and Chinese values. I wonder what value he wants. Gillibrand, it's not fair. People have to look at Confederate soldier statues. Well, it's not fair that we've had people in Congress for decades that vote for their own pay increases and get 100% retirement after one term. How about our military and vets? Yeah, no one, when Barack Obama was president, no one wanted these statues removed. Marina Abada, you know, she's one of these Black Lives Matter people. Trump is the embodiment of white supremacist terrorist. He is the terrorist in chief. Yeah, you couldn't even say, oh, I'm not getting into that, but don't worry, because one of the heads of the Black Lives Matter movement, one of the co-founders in Los Angeles, they came out and talked about how LA is nothing but white supremacist liberals. Joe Biden leads in key swing states. As coronavirus concerns are on the rise, because the closer we get to the election, and the more the coronavirus is going to get worse, and then we're going to have the swine flu, and we're going to have the bird flu, and we're going to have Elmo, we're going to have all these flu, the Aunt Jemima flu, and the summer cold, and all these things, and wow. Way of Leaf, I'm going to get into it. It's a cool thing where it's going to help you do some stuff with CBD. Go through the jungler. Because there's a ton of stuff with CBD. I'll get into that. And also the latest on Manchester United and the positive direction we're taking. That much, much more. Welcome to the conversation. I do hope you feel a part of. Joshua 1:8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Think about that as you going through your day to day, and thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. It's just this world. Just, I mean, you can tell the world's falling apart when you have people saying that all lives matter is racist, but Black Lives Matter is not racist. I don't understand. If anyone can explain that to me, because I joke to my wife, well, you say all lives matter. Does that mean you support the Taliban? Does that mean you support terrorists? Does that mean you support the infidels? Does that mean, you know, you say all lives matter. All lives includes everybody. But that's racist. The Black Lives Matter only includes certain blacks, not every black. And anyone that tells you that it's all blacks, don't listen to them. If Black Lives Matter, then what happened to Nancy Green? I thought that's why I keep this up here, because if Black Lives truly matter, why are they removing Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima, aka Nancy Green? Supposedly they're going to redo Beavis and Butthead. And everyone's like, oh yeah, 2020 is turning around. I'm like, people don't understand that it's not going to be the show that you remember. And that's the thing people got to realize. It's not going to be the show you remember. It's not. As much as you, I mean, they're just going to be offended by everything and complain all the time. And they're going to listen like Beyonce. But that's where we're at in this world. You know, you want to have Beavis and Butthead like you remembered it. It's not the case. It's not the case. I mean, you have the NBA chief, Adam Silver, that hopes for mutual respect between American and Chinese values. Well, they had like an NBA person that came out in support of Hong Kong, not China. I think it was a Houston Rockets owner or something that came out in support of Hong Kong, not China. And that kind of screwed up the Chinese relationship with the NBA. And when we hope to have mutual respect between the values of American and Chinese, I feel sorry for the Chinese people and the way they have to live and the government that they have to live under. That's what I feel sorry for. I mean, they're going to shoot themselves in the foot. They're shooting themselves in the foot. We're going to put Black Lives Matter everywhere because Black Lives Matter. So we're going to paint them on the court. We're going to do all this stuff. I mean, NASCAR has been going in the tank for many, many, many years. The noose incident and the Confederate flag banning is just going to down it further. But like Corey LaJoy is going to drive a Trump 2020 paint scheme for 9 NASCAR races starting this weekend at the Brickyard. And I mean, I'm glad someone's doing that, but it's a little bit too late. I mean, NASCAR has been going downhill. It's nothing that of this recent stuff that has happened. You know, it just happened. I honestly think when, hey, all Jimmy Johnson has to do is start the car and he wins the title, and they like, okay, he's won like 6 in a row. No, I'm done. You know, and they gave up. I mean, how long did we have a guy in the White House that was born in Kenya, Africa, who grew up to become the leader of the free world? 8 years? And now everyone's having their pain. Oh, we need to remove our history. See, I don't call it removing Confederates. Because they're wanting, there's at Fresno State, they're wanting a statue of Gandhi removed. That is the most peaceful dude. Okay, go ahead. We stand here. We're peaceful. You kill us, go ahead. You beat us, we're not going to fight back. They're retarded. They call Trump the terrorist in chief, but then you have a Black Lives Matter person from LA saying that LA is nothing but white supremacist liberals. That should show you right there that, one, either they don't know what they're talking about, or they're calling out white supremacist liberals I look at it like, white supremacist liberals, are they trying to say that even Democrats are bad and we need to get away from Democrats and Republicans and we need to fundamentally transform this country? I'll get into that. No one had a problem. No one had statues. Very few statues were offensive. All of a sudden, you got to think to yourself, why are all these statues now all of a sudden, why are all these images like Aunt Jemima all of a sudden now offensive? Why is Aunt Jemima Nancy Green's legacy being destroyed? She wasn't a slave and died a slave. She didn't die a slave. It's our history that's being removed. They don't know anything. I posted something on my page. And it's the truth. And I'm going to read this. We don't have a police brutality problem. The real problem is we have an entire generation of spoiled, entitled brats who believe rules do not apply to them. These parents refuse to be parents and hold their little kids accountable for their behaviors. You cannot escape the reality of tomorrow by evading it today. Abraham Lincoln said that back last part. And that's where we're at. We have kiddos that you can't do anything to. Why did the bus driver drop you off a mile? I'm going to call the school and you better tell me. Now it's, why did you drop my son off? I've got an attorney on hold and I'm suing. Watch Live PD. And it doesn't matter what gender, what race, anything. The cops will be sitting there for like 10 minutes. I said, down on the ground. I said, get down on the ground. What are you doing? Okay, for the 110th time, you were going 170 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone. That's why I'm pulling you over. Get down. Put your hands behind. Get down. And after about 30 minutes of them resisting arrest, not doing anything, they have to tase them or do something, and about five officers tackle them to arrest them, and then someone that's a bystander, I can't believe it, oh my God, that's abuse, how can you do that? Well, maybe if you just put your hands behind your back and were detained like they wanted you to so that they could question you, you weren't under arrest, you're just being detained, you wouldn't have this. But you have so many idiots that they do whatever they want to. They're told 50 million times, I would have just given you a $10 citation and you could have been on your way. Or I would have given you a warning, could have went on your way. But no, you had to run from the cops. You had to have five officers chase you. You jumped over four fences. Now you're resisting arrest, all endangering public, because they think they're better. Oh, laws don't apply to me. The police officers, they can't tell. No one can tell me what to do. Yeah. Don't make sense. Oh, please let me know if you're out there watching, because I can't tell. Comment, say hi. I do have a PayPal link if you want to donate. But they want to eliminate our history. You have a bunch of entitled brats that don't know anything. That's why these Black Lives Matter people are destroying monuments, period. Half of them, if they knew their history, would be like, wait a minute, this is a group supporting black people. This is a group Wait a minute. They're actually on our side. They're actually the North. But a lot of people don't realize this. I would say, honestly, about 5% of the Civil War was about racism in terms of, like, ending slavery. A big chunk of it was the South. Those states wanted to get out of our – we want to let the states run the state. You run the federal. If we want to have slaves in Georgia – we want to have slaves in Georgia. If they want to have slaves in Florida, they can have slaves. Well, maybe Florida wanted to have different rules about owning slaves in Georgia. And they wanted to have that. They wanted to be able to have different. That's the thing. History, you need to know it. A black man was the first slave owner in America. It was blacks who sold other blacks to the whites and to the Europeans to come here. The Europeans just didn't go to Africa and just capture a bunch of slaves. They had help from black people, other Africans. I know people who are from Africa that have become a citizen here, and if the people from here, the blacks from here would try to go to Africa, they don't like them. They don't know. Know your history. Know that black owners own slaves. Know your history. Look up what Hitler stood for. Watch documentaries. You don't have to support the Third Reich. You can have a German Nazi flag, and if someone says, "What the heck is that for?" Well, sit down. Let me give you a lesson on Adolf Hitler and the brutal, evil dictator he was. I have this so that you are reminded of our history so we don't repeat it. I have Hasidic Jew in my DNA. I don't ever want people to forget. But in America, they want to erase our history. Look at all these kids that have come from Venezuela who say, everything I hear the Democrats saying, I heard in Venezuela. They started tearing down and removing all the history from Venezuela. They're doing it here. I see the same things happening in Venezuela that happen here. Okay. Wow. Talk about coming from the horse's mouth, because you can't come to me and say, well, that's why I post things I post. Hey, that's not a white guy saying this. This is a black person saying, I got to be PC. And that's an Uncle Tom saying that, because God forbid a black man or a woman thinks for themselves and votes, you know, because my wife only voted for Trump because she had to, because I told her to, because she can't think for herself and make up her own mind. Because as Biden said, if you have to choose between me and Trump, you ain't black. Okay. Kind of like that guy that had that business that, since you're working, you don't need that stimulus check, so I'm taking it out of your paycheck. Oh, you'll still get the stimulus check, but I'm taking that whatever stimulus you should have been getting because you don't need it. Well, when there was so much outrage, that didn't happen. Nope. Didn't happen. He got so much backlash that he decided not to do it. If he hadn't gotten backlash for it, and people would have said, yeah, that makes sense. Since we're working, we shouldn't be getting that. He would have done that and kept the money for himself and taken it out of the paychecks. Now, I could have supported him if he said, hey, since you're working, and if you want to help, here's a charity where you can donate some of that money to help people that can't work. Here's a local business that is going to have to close, and we're going to help them out. I could get behind the guy, because at least he's trying to benefit others. But, you know, since he didn't do that, there was backlash, just like Biden. Oh, well, he was trying to, you know, Biden meant what he said, that if you have to decide between me and Trump, you ain't black. He meant that when he said that. You know, that's the problem. When you have a conservative like Trump, if he was to say, if you have to choose between me or Biden, then you ain't black. If Trump said that, 20 years from now, see what Trump said? Biden can say it one day later. What I meant was not what I really, you know, he could try to, they would say, well, yeah, that's not really what he meant. He didn't, you know, he can change, he can make a mistake. And Trump says something 20 years ago. See what he said 20 years ago? And he has to still believe that today, but Democrats change their viewpoint every 5 seconds, and 5 seconds ago what they said isn't really what they said, really what they mean. You know, what's going on in this world is not Trump's fault. So you're going to, and then if you think it is, so you're telling me that when a innocent man was killed by a corrupt cop, that Trump said, all right, America, you need to go riot and burn down buildings. Where did Trump put a gun to your head? Where did anyone put a gun to your head to loot a store and to riot? Show me where that happened. Show me. Oh, wait. You're not going to be able to show me because it never happened. And then you have white people that stand with Black Lives Matter, and when they're spray painting Black Lives Matter on stuff, they're like, look, this is a Trump supporter trying to pretend he's a Black Lives Matter supporter to make him look bad. White people support Black Lives Matter on the how. I mean, there's a picture of like an Asian girl, Japanese little baby, and they say, well, she needs to apologize for Pearl Harbor. That makes about as much sense as me apologizing for things that white people did. Well, actually, I have Jewish in me, so I'm not technically 100% white, but that's no here nor there. But because why should a white person apologize for things to their ancestors? Because there might be a black person out there that I want replications for being a slave, and find out if you do that ancestry.com and you go back in ancestry, you could have found out your ancestry probably could have fought on the side of the South. He could have been a slave owner. Your ancestry could have been slave owners because there were black slave owners. You could have fought with the Confederacy. You don't know that. There was a white supremacist KKK member that did a DNA test and found out he had African in his DNA. He has part of his DNA comes from Africa, and he had to totally, and it took that for him to wake up and go, whoops, you know, we got to give this world to God first and foremost. It's sad that you have people that support Chaz until they come and they start trashing your property. These protesters, if you want to end the protest, just start protesting and rioting at their house and start looting their place. They'll instantly be against it. Wait a minute. Well, I was... like Chaz. Finally, when they started to go after the mayor's place and go after... Wait a minute. I think it was in Virginia where that lady, several years ago, where she was all in support of this transgender bathroom thing. Until she was using the bathroom, and like a guy with Wrangler jeans, a white shirt, a yellow or orange like neon vest, and like a construction hat, like a guy that's working out on the roads. And she went, what are you doing? And when she thought that the transgender bathroom thing, you had to be transgender. You had to come in there. If you're a man, you have to be, well, if you're coming into the men's bathroom, you should look like a man, even though you were born a woman. If you're a man going into the woman's bathroom, you should look like a woman. You should be transgendering. You should be, no, all you have to do is think you're a woman or a man, and there you go. There was no prerequisite. Basically, anybody could go in either bathroom. I could walk into a women's restroom if I wanted to under that law with Obama. I didn't, but I could have. I didn't have to be transgender. And she thought there was like prerequisites. She was expecting to see if a guy walks in there to use the bathroom, that he was thinking he was a woman and dressing like one or whatever the case. But you have Black Lives Matter people calling Trump a white supremacist terrorist, and he's a terrorist in chief. But then you have other Black Lives Matter people that say in L.A., it's nothing but white supremacist liberals. I kind of think that the whole point of this Black Lives Matter thing, well, since there's white supremacist liberals all in L.A., that the whole point is, well, that's why we can't trust the white supremacist liberals or the white supremacist Republicans. We need to start our own party, our own thing, because we need to take over America. We need to fundamentally transform it. And it's happening right before your eyes. And it's starting with, let's destroy every ounce of history. Let's get rid of history. Let's start by making sure that kids can't read any historical documents by eliminating cursive handwriting. I can read cursive handwriting, and even the original Constitution, there's parts that, okay, that's how they did that letter. Because it's a little bit different, but it's, you know, because they were more fancy. You're going to have a cursive code taker. Yes, I'm part of the 2020 cursive code takers. Yes, we defeated the Black Lives Matter movement by writing messages back and forth with the military and the police using cursive handwriting, and the Black Lives Matter people couldn't read it or understand what it meant. We are the cursive handwriting takers. Like the Navajo code takers? Yeah, cursive writing code. We have Joe Biden leading in key swing states as the murder hornets and the coronavirus and the swine flu and the bird flu and this flu and that flu and this cold and the Clorox hand wipe autoimmune disease. He's leading in the polls. I have a buddy, and I'm not mentioning names, but he's like, yeah, they call me, I give them all kind of crap. I make up all kinds of stuff. Yeah, Yeah, I really wanted Bernie Sanders, but, you know, I mean, Biden is just so great, you know. And if you ever want to know, I speak Yoda, so if you ever want to know what Joe Biden's saying, I can translate because I speak Yoda. Biden no speak, well, he don't. And he's going to be in his basement. There's talk that Ben Carson supposedly has been hospitalized for coronavirus. But I don't know what that means, because, like, I get this vibe, now correct me if I'm wrong, that, like, coronavirus is spiking. There's 1,000 new cases. They act like, okay, like, if you have coronavirus, there's 1,000 new ventilators we need. We need to get ventilators. I got to be on ventilators. They act like it's kind of like, okay, like I told my wife, 1,000 people can have a nosebleed. So what? 3/4 of the people that get the coronavirus or have it probably aren't, no symptom, don't know it. They get over it. Now, tell me, okay, realistically, in the last 3 weeks, how many can you prove actually died and coronavirus was the actual cause? Not that they had coronavirus, but they died of a heart attack, and since they were positive for coronavirus, that's what you're labeling the death as. No, I'm talking you have coronavirus, and that is 100% the cause of death. just because I think me and my wife had the coronavirus. We survived it. I've never been that sick in my life. We survived it. They act like if you have a case of the coronavirus, like it's the be-all, end-all. And I know people that will never, ever, ever, that won't even go outside into their yard. They will not leave the actual confines of their physical house until there is a cure. And they still have not left the confines of their house. They're taking like regular scissors and they're just trimming their hair up. They look like crap, but hey, until there's a cure, they will not leave the actual confines of their physical house. And now they're acting like in Indiana, like, oh, we need to get masks are going to be mandatory. If your mask truly works, and how are you going to get the virus from me if I have it? I just don't. A business group complains that Trump's H-1B reform is boosting U.S. graduates. Of course they are, because they want to rely on illegals and Mexicans to make half of what they would pay a graduate. Oh, Trump's... When you have businesses saying that Trump's program is creating lots of jobs, I mean, lots of graduates, that's a bad thing. They'd be bragging about it if Obama was president. They probably wouldn't be hiring any of them. They'd still be going to the illegal. They'd be getting those illegal immigrants that have done nothing illegal and hiring them. Because, you know, having an illegal immigrant, they've done nothing wrong, you know, illegals. No, but they'll hire them. But they have top Fortune 500 business group said that they don't support this. But then a big problem I will say is you have a bunch of people though that are, I'm a graduate. I can't do entry level work. I need to be the CEO. And that's another problem you have in this world. You have a bunch of people that just believe that they should be the CEO because they have a college degree. But this, you know. My wife said Yoda's smarter than Joe Biden. Yeah, that's true. That is true. But it's the truth in this world. I do have to agree, it's great that this H-1B is boosting U.S. grads, but at the same time, most of those people think, oh, look, I'm a graduate. I can't do entry-level work. There are gods and clods. And what I mean by that is there are some people that are better at being like a boss and some people that are better at being a worker. In my experience in this world, and I can't get into a whole lot, but in my experience, I know people that are the last one to the job, first one gone, and they're the one that climb up the ladder, and the one that goes the extra mile and does better and does more and works harder, they're the one that doesn't go anywhere. A lot of it is politics. It don't matter. I mean, if they want you for the job, they'll get you. Or, well, we have affirmative action. I know you're more qualified, but we have to have an Asian and we need to have some diversity in here. So we need to have a black person, an Asian. We need to have an Asian or black or Hispanic or something in here. And, you know, unfortunately, the person that's I'm a firefighter, and the person that has to have my back isn't as qualified because we have to have some ethnicity, some diversity, instead of the best man for the job. If it's a black man that's the best man for the job, I want him backing me up. This guy that's actually, this guy is the best. We need to get past this affirmative action crap. I want the best person backing me up in my kitchen if I'm a chef. I don't care what you are. I don't care if you're the best. Some of the best kitchen help I ever had were Mexicans. They bust their ass. Oh, I come in at 2 in the morning. I stay. I never leave. I never sleep. I never do anything. I don't want to. I just want to work. You can't. No, we can't afford to have you here. Labor's too hot. No, I'm not. No. And then, you know, they bust their butt because they know what they've lived. The country that they're trying to shove down America's throat and turn America into. They know what that is. They don't want that. Oh, I don't want to. I don't want to unemployment. No, I want to work. And that's the world we live in. Folks, where are we at here? Wow, 22 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. There is the PayPal link. Don't forget to help out. Keep the program going. It costs money. And if you want to help out, please comment. Let me know you're there. Because I get about 40 people to watch or so, depending, and I can't see who. So like, let me know you're there. Hate, whatever, I don't care. But let me know you're all listening. I got a ton of people on Blog Talk Radio that listen. So thank you so much, everyone, wherever you are around the world. But like playing devil's advocate, though, I could see businesses complaining about U.S. graduates being boosted. I mean, it's a good thing in one respect, but then a lot of these people, I want to be the CEO. No, you got to work, you earn it. You know, I want to have more than what me and my wife do. I'm going to try to strive for better, but it's like, okay, what do I do? Where do I go? I just, you know, and everyone wants better. Everyone wants this, you know, everyone wants the American dream. And but you have people like Fredo. Oh, I love Fredo. I love Alfredo. Yeah, he's coming out saying that, like, Mark McCluskey is being the face of white resistance to the Black Lives Matter. Wow. People come on my property. Okay, that door's locked for your protection. I truly believe this. Not talked about. You'll always be able to own a gun, but don't make it to where it's going to be impossible to defend yourself with it, because you'll be charged with murder no matter what happens. But that couple is the face of white resistance against Black Lives Matter. They're going to burn down the. How dare they not let them burn down their house and trash their place? How dare they not let them loot and riot? They're rich. They need to redistribute their wealth. The day Nancy Pelosi starts coughing up some money, the day I see Nancy Pelosi turning into a Mr. Beast and open up in a car dealership and taking her own personal money and giving out cars and donating to homeless people and going down in San Francisco and helping clean up the streets, I'll support her. I'll support Nancy Pelosi the day I see her in San Francisco helping clean up needles and taking her own cash and handing it to homeless people and cooking in a soup kitchen and cleaning up her own area. I think she's trying to save face, but if, okay, she continues to do this, I can respect that. That ain't happening. She's sitting there complaining that nothing was done about the coronavirus when she's there with $100,000 pens trying to impeach the president having gourmet ice cream. I think there's going to be a revolution in this country because people are tired of seeing, hi, I'm Nancy Pelosi. This is $100,000 spring water. This isn't a completely recycled, 100% reusable seawater trash cup. Yes, we clean all the seawater. This is actually Green New Deal friendly. You know, I just can't have the great value Walmart ice cream. I have to have $75 pint ice cream because I am posh. These politicians are going to start to be like the kings and queens of France, where, hey, we're doing without and you're not. I don't think so. Mm-mm. Next. I mean, Clay County, Florida Sheriff Daryl Daniels has warned the rioters and looters and stuff. He goes, I'll deputize gun owners. Bring it. There were hundreds of thousands of bikers. Hey, we're going to Chaz. If you guys need help, if you want us to come in, we'll end it real fast. There was a video, I forget where it was, where these people were holding hands like this, like trying to like this, like stop. Yeah, and this semi driver just keeps going. He turns and just goes. See, that's what happens. I've never seen an incident where a protester that's standing like this or holding hands when a car just keeps going. I've never seen once where they just stand there and let the car run them over. No, they're protesters, but they're actually, God gave them a brain, and they're actually smart enough to kind of get out of the way. Yeah. I've not seen an incident where a protester moves. I've seen them close to a car, and because the car bumps into them, they get knocked over. And I think some people try to think they get hit. Oh, you gotta be kidding. Oh, I gotta get into this. But, next. But there's a lot of stuff going on in this world that, but I never see these protesters stand there. They usually, okay, a car's coming. They're not going to stop. Okay, I'm getting out of the way because, yeah, I'm protesting because I don't want to die. But the Colorado-based edibles company Dixie Brands is dropping Dixie from the branding. Hey, we're the brands company. Yeah, we're brands company because we took the name Dixie off. And they have good CBD products and good cannabis products. They're incredible. But everyone is eliminating everything because everything's offensive to everybody. See, brands offensive to me because back in the day they used to take people and brand them with a branding iron. So yeah, so anybody if you talk about like the Heinz or the Kate, like the, what is it, the Kraft brands, yeah, that offends me, so you need to take away that brands. I tell you. I'm going to get into this. There's a thing called Wayleaf. And if you don't know, there is like an ocean. There is a jungle of CBD products, an ocean. So what's the best quality CBD goodies in the ocean? And there are people that, because there's one that I've wanted to look into that, this is real CBD. Throw away the junk. We have gone to the labs and they've designed the CBD as the most absorbent, most. Everyone says theirs is the best. We have scientifically found the best way to has just the right amount of CBD done in a certain way with these compounds to make it the best. And, you know, they found a way to, like, freebase it so it lasts longer, it gets in the system, it does more, it's more better for you. Wayleaf has your back with all this. To find high-quality CBD goodies. Because there's, I mean, I would hate to know how many people have with CBD products out there. Okay, there's 400 CBD products, and what do I choose? What's my dosing? And that's the big thing with CBD, and they're working on this. You just got to kind of figure out what works for you. Sort of like if you get a THC edible, I recommend with a THC edible like 2.5, start with that and wait until it kicks in and see how you feel. Same thing with CBD. CBD, I'd say about 10 to 15 milligrams. Some people, it works. There's times where I've taken 5 milligram CBD gummies and I took all 5 of them. I had 25 milligrams in there. I'm like, yeah, there we go. But I had to have the whole bag, and I'm like, ooh, that's a lot. That's like $20 for that bag. I'm like, okay, that's one dose, the whole bag, for me anyway. Some people, you know. But if you get a really good high CBD cream, oh, it can work wonders. But this way of leaf has your back, and it helps you go through, because there's so much out there, it helps you kind of decide what you think is best and this and that. So it's kind of a cool thing, though. Finally, there's some stuff out there to help you figure out to navigate through the whole storm of everything. And because that's one of the big things, is you can get so overwhelmed, especially with CBD. You almost have to be into it on a daily basis, because it seems like every time you turn around, there's different products, different things. It's just like you can't even keep up. Every time you turn around, there's new products, new this, new that. But thank you so much for tuning in to this conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. Just over 10 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's the 4th of July weekend. I don't think there's going to be a lot of celebration. There shouldn't be a lot of celebrating, because a lot of these, there's a big chunk of people that don't like America. And I think we need to start making American flags out of asbestos. That way the protesters will leave it alone. What I want to do is I want to put up all these Confederate statues made of asbestos. Go ahead. Try the tattoos made of asbestos. Good chance. You have Corey LaJoy finally coming out to drive in NASCAR for Trump 2020 with the paint scheme for 9 NASCAR races. I've kind of talked about it a little bit, but it's going. They're basically done. It's like they got rid of a sponsor. They want to kind of go back to their roots. And then the news incident, there's just so much. If you want to go back to the roots, end this, don't support Black Lives Matter. End this segment crap. I loved NASCAR. And the last, 3.5 years, ask my wife how many races I've seen in the last, 3.5 years. I've watched, the Daytona 500, and it's just not the Daytona 500 anymore. The segments, it's ruining. They've ruined the sport, and they flushed it down. They've killed it themselves. This NASCAR has been slowly going down, and it has nothing to do with this Confederate flag or whatever, the nuisance in it. But it's going to be interesting because we definitely have a top three chance with Manchester United moving on to the Premier League news. Ollie, I've said this for a while, folks, that I said give him a chance. Let him get some decent players in there. I kind of feel like he had a bunch of dead wood. And get the dead wood out. I think he needs to just get rid of a bunch of dead ones. Say, okay, I want these players gone. They're not a part of the future of Manchester United. If you want to win trophies and get back to the top, you can't have this. If every other team has players doing a 4-minute mile and these players are running a mile in 20 minutes, there comes a point where there are players that need to say, okay, yeah, I need to step down. You need to bow out. If you can't play at the level that and that's what needs to happen. And force them to, okay, because I feel like we got Jadon Sancho because, hey, Pogba's injured. This guy, we got to do something. Rashford's injured. Pogba's injured. You know, and maybe if he got rid of some, I mean, one of the big issues is when Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV basically said, what he said, and I'm like, no way, Arsenal, and that transfer with the Arsenal player turned out to be the biggest. He was a flop, Alexis Sanchez. But everyone's a gambler. You can get Jadon Sancho, and he can twist his ankle in the way to where, okay, yeah, the odds of him coming back are like 80%, and, well, he'll come back 90%, but the odds of him being what he was before is like 5%. He'll come back as a player, but he won't probably be nowhere near as good. And he's going to have to be very careful because the way his ankle was done, he's probably going to have major problems. He could potentially ever walk again if he messes his ankle up. He needs to consider whether he should even continue playing or not. It doesn't matter. Anyone on any given day can have... You take a gamble with any player. The only person that knows what's going to happen is the man upstairs. You know, I think I said Ollie impressed me from the very beginning with I want the players that he wanted, that he looked like he wanted to bring in, and the players he wanted to have go. I'm like, yeah. He knows what players we need at United, and I was like, sweet. So let you know, and I see him doing that. So I think it's a good thing. He's going to turn this club around, and he's going to be, whether he stays for 2 years or 10 years, I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. Where we got, folks? We got about just under 3 minutes left after this. If anyone wants to that's watching, Victory Temple Church of God, Lafayette, Indiana, will be having our Bible study after this, so I'm going to have to run and find my Bible and stuff and get ready for that. So I got to get that ahead of time so I wouldn't have to run around in between the show and the Bible study. But thank you so much for tuning in. This nation was founded on people being there for people. And we banter Arsenal. We have to take a bunch of anti-nausea pills the day after because we want to get sick when we had to swallow the fact that the Scousers, Liverpool, won the title You know, that's unacceptable. That can't happen. Alex Ferguson took Liverpool off their pretty pedestal, and we're going to start dominating. I think if we can get a Grealish and a Bruno Fernandes like we get Jack Grealish, and we get Jadon Sancho, I think we'll be well on our way. Because then we'll have some depth on the bench. We'll have some youngsters that are – we've got a great batch of youngsters that are going to – I think we're sitting in a good position. We got to get a couple players gone and some players in. Look at how Bruno Fernandes has changed. Okay, this is what we have to do to be successful. If you can't keep up with me, nah, you need to keep up. And I think that's what's happening. We need to keep up, yeah. Well, this is, I think he is bringing life to the club. Because I think Jadon Sancho is like, hey, this is a dream to me. You guys are playing at a club that I consider a dream. You know, there's no Roy Keynes that are taking off their jersey and going home and putting their heart back in. And going to the club, taking off their shirt, putting their hand here, ripping out their heart and putting their jersey on. We need that, okay? We need that heart. And I think Bruno Fernandes is bringing that heart. Got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I think we can get third if we can keep up the momentum we have. And increase our goal differential. So I think it's going to be, I see good things coming. And I see a style of play that's, because there's only maybe us and Chelsea in the running for Sancho. So I think we have a very good chance of getting him because I can see, look at the style of play we're doing. And he's going to see a bright future and a great place to come. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, everyone, and God bless. Goodbye.